Yes, she did.
Well, let's get the show on the road, right?
Yep. Oh, somebody coming in?
Hi.
Who's here? Good.
Oh, he did come.
He did come.
You talked like it was secret when you called me.
Thanks for coming.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
You weren't around here.
I'm in God's country, okay?
That's right. The North Shore, right? The North Shore.
Close, better than Maine.
Were you in Maine?
Yeah.
Where'd you go in Maine?
Monmouth, between Augusta and Lewiston.
Nice. It's so pretty up there now.
Okay, ready to go. Tuesday, July 10th.
I'm not ready. Let me shut my phone off.
Oh, yeah, let me make sure mine's off too.
We don't mind, Mr. Derrick. We're not.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Review and ratification of 3.7 public hearing minute. Design review hearing. Okay. 18.1483 Bay State Road, 225 Bay State Road, applicant Judith KOHN, trustee of Boston University. Proposal work, installation, new signage, and exterior lighting. Okay, who's going to speak for...
So I'm going to kick it off.
Okay.
And I am Paul Rinaldi with Boston University. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Paul.
Thanks so much.
Oh, Walter.
Hey, Walter. Thank you so much for coming out on this beautiful midsummer day. Right in the middle of a very long, winning streak for the Sox.
That's right.
We were at the game last night.
Were you?
It was beautiful.
Yeah, nice night for it.
Tonight it wouldn't be.
Yeah, you can have this.
So, just to recap a little bit, you know, the castle is the third major project that we've done in the last 5 or 6 years in the district on Bay State Road. We started off maybe 5 or 6 years ago when we opened up the admission center in the old Hillel.
Yeah.
I think very successful restoration and renovation.
Beautiful.
And then we went down the other end of the district, where the bricks were falling off one by one, and Miles is just about ready to open.
Yeah, beautiful.
With, I think, a very successful restoration,
great job.
Renovation. I think working with the city in that traffic calming.
Yeah, don't you like that
curb
rule? The bump out, isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. Much calmer on your first left.
Right. Anytime I drive it, it always felt like I was part of the off-ramp.
Right.
The Star Drive.
Yeah, you just sort of merged onto that. Right.
And so here we are with the castle, the third. We've got some things to wrap up on the castle, specifically some signs that we need to install, some because of code, a couple because of a naming gift that we've gotten for the DeHoot Alumni Center,
mm-hmm.
And some site lighting. Site lighting is also part of a code requirement. Working with Rebecca Berry from Feingold Alexander and our code consultants and our the sign consultant who's been working on campus. We think that everything that we're presenting tonight is really very consistent and compatible with the district, following the mandate of the code, but very sympathetic to the design. So, let me turn it over to Rebecca, and she can go into the details.
Sure. So as Paul noted, the DeHoot Family Alumni Center at Boston University is, as we were discussing, under construction and slated as well to be open very soon, September of this year, including, of course, the complete exterior restoration and the accessibility and safety upgrades, which you have all seen and were a part of the approval process on. As noted, soon you'll get to see it revealed in its full glory. Once the scaffolding comes down. So what we're here to talk about tonight is, of course, the signage and some exterior lighting.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody can see this, right? So there are two types of signage that we have to discuss and that are shown. One is the building naming signage, and one is also signage very much related to a couple of different code issues. One is accessibility, where we were required to do some signage to direct people to the Leventhal Center, mm-hmm. which we were just talking about, the old Hillel House, and also signage around, for instance, requirements around the LEED green building rating system, of which this building is going to be LEED certified gold.
Wow, yet that's another, right.
Awesome.
Yes, especially given the age of this building.
Right,
absolutely.
And the
absolutely.
Work being done. It's a nice further demonstration of the university's commitment to that.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And there are certain issues around LEED that we'll talk about that relate to the signage. So what we're seeing here in this first slide are, is actually a large portion of what we're here to talk about. And specifically signage on the front retaining wall, right, that faces Bay State Road, and then signage on the building itself, which is of course set back, you know, considerably from the street, and then we'll discuss the lighting. So as you can see in this close-up view, this is the steps, right, that lead you up into the raised lawn area. There are four signs shown, and I'll get into the details in a moment, but basically there is one sign, there are two signs, if you will, that really identify the building on the retaining wall, namely the donor name recognition sign and the simple sign, you know, Boston University, and here's the address of the building.
Okay,
and both of these signs are designed to fit into the tops of those piers, as you can see. And within those piers, there's a little bit of a set-in detail in the stone. And so these signs are designed such that they will sit in that set-in detail, and also there'll be like a small reveal of about an inch around them so that you can still read the way the stone sets back to that panel, and then the signs will be fixed within that panel itself. And then there are two signs on the retaining wall itself. You can see these here. The one on the more western end. This is the sign which we are required to have by the Massachusetts Architectural Access Board to direct people to the accessible entry at the Leventhal Center. This was actually a condition of our variance from the accessibility code. We had a few items that we had to get variances on, namely that we weren't making the front of the building accessible,
right,
which of course everyone can imagine what that would have entailed. Mm. So that sign is required for that reason. And then a simple no smoking sign on the other side, and that sign is required under the LEED Green Building Rating
mm-hmm.
System.
Really?
Yes, that there would be no smoking within 25 feet of an entry to a building which is certified under the LEED system.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's an air quality issue.
I never thought of it.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly. And then, of course, you can also see the letter forms above the entry to the building, okay, at the rear here, so DeHode Family Alumni Center. And those are individual letter forms, and I'll show the details of those in just a second. So the signs at Bay State Road, these are our major code required signs. They are 12 inches by 12 inches, and all of the signage that you're going to see affixed to any wall in the building, which is not the letter forms, okay, for the donor signage recognition, is a simple bronze plaque. So, you know, you've seen these everywhere, right? It's like a dark bronze. The letter portions are a lighter bronze, and we are looked at using this type of sign because we felt this was actually more appropriate than the typical BU red sign that you do see on many buildings, right? Identified them as Boston University, simply because of the nature of this particular building.
Right. Mm-hmm.
However, in terms of dimensions and font type, and just sort of the general layout of these signs, we have worked with Boston University's Marketing Communications Department, with their signage consultant, who they use for almost everything on campus, right? Yeah, exactly. She sort of holds the standards. So in terms of applicability kind of across the university, the fonts and all of those pieces do match, even though the colors and the material are different on this building.
Okay.
And then this is one of those two signs, and you can see these have a little bit of a different aspect ratio, and that's purely due to how they fit into the top of that pier.
Mm-hmm.
And we are giving approximate sizes because, of course, they are actually field measuring exactly how these signs will fit into those inset parts of the pier. So this is the, you know, DeHode Family Alumni Center at the castle. This was the one on the left pier that mm-hmm. you saw, and then Boston University, 225 Bay State Road, again on the right side of the pier, simply mm-hmm. to identify the building address and, of course, the owner of the building.
Right.
Now, in terms of the letter forms, so these are the letters which you see above the front entryway. Okay, so these are post-mounted letters, which is very typical for this, you know, type of building, for a masonry type building.
Mm-hmm.
And they are 5 inches high, so, you know, yay high. They are to scale in the photo that you saw. And these are a dark oxidized bronze. They are a flat cut letter form, so they don't have shaping to them. We felt it was better to have the appropriate serifed font for the university, but not try to go too historicist, if you will. I mean, these are new letters, but we feel that this fits well. And again, this is in coordination with all of the university's fonts and signage on other parts of the campus. And these are a half inch thick, so these are substantial
mm-hmm.
letters.
Mm-hmm.
They are not backlit.
They are not, okay.
Yes.
Not the same condition that you see at the 11th.
At the 11th
right.
hall,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a different condition.
Good.
Yes, we did not feel that made
that
any sense for this building. Yeah, exactly. So they're just simple letters mounted to the building. And the way these are mounted, these letter forms are mounted, is these have a stainless steel post, right, that's affixed to the back. And then they are obviously pre-drilled, and then they're mounted with silicon. And this mounting method has been reviewed with Building Conservation Associates, our conservator, as an appropriate mounting form for this building. Sometimes we mortar, but because of the sandstone, we're doing a silicone. Mm-hmm. And they will be submitting, you know, the exact product that they're using.
Why aren't you using the mortar joints?
So the reason we're you mean installing only into the mortar joint?
Yes.
So at some points it may go into the mortar joint, at some point it may not. And the reason for that in this particular application, frankly, has to do with the fact that the stone dimensions vary.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have a consistent line.
Right.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So it's not, we can't kind of do like a neat pick two bricks, mm-hmm. right, and post mount it.
So how will the, if the sign comes down, how would those stones be repaired?
They would need to do a patch into the stone. There are actually many stones already on the building that have patching. Mm-hmm. As you may recall from our previous meeting, we are actually doing what we'll call sort of remediation, even of older patches. Mm-hmm. So there are places where we've taken out patching material that doesn't match color and texture, and we're doing Dutchmaning or new patching. So it's a very, you know, it's a very small mm-hmm. penetration, right, that we would have to patch if the letters came off.
But you already have opportunity to do it now, so you know you can do it. So,
yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So we have yes. So for instance, we have a patch formula that we now know
right,
works
right.
quite nicely.
Right.
Based
good.
On the work we're doing, which is helpful.
Yeah.
So that's how this is the top mounting detail here, right, which was in the packet, was the dimensional cut letters, and then the mounting details for the plaques are similar, except that of course they are directly against the stone.
The
pier, they're
yeah,
not they're
right.
not held off because of the nature of the plaque. But again, the same kind of, you know, post mount into the stone. Okay.
How large is the sign of the donors?
So in terms of the total
coverage, just that here. That
yes,
sign.
About 16 inches by about 72 inches.
Is that big?
Yes, it's that wide, and you can see...
I can see it on there, but in right. reality...
In reality, the total length, yes, is approximately 72, okay?
Okay, and you're telling me again, just to remind me, where is that going in this picture?
So that's up
where?
Here.
Above the door.
Above the door.
Above the door.
So that's
the door of the main building?
Yes.
Yes.
After you go up the stairs?
After you go up the stairs, exactly. Okay. Yes. So, it, you know, as you know, this is the building is set quite a bit back.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know it better than you, but that's
yeah.
not the point. The point is, would that not be sort of counterproductive with such a beautiful entrance to have this? It's like by SO or by, wouldn't you think that could be done in a way somewhere else as opposed to the front door? So in other words, as I'm standing there,
mm-hmm.
I don't see the beautiful what is there now. All I see is a huge sign. That's why I'm saying how big. Because
right.
to me, I think it's awful big.
Well, so
this is one person's opinion.
Yeah. I thought the same thing when I looked at it in the plans, but
yeah.
when I went down to the site to
yeah.
see it with the Leventhal building, it looks like
right.
it's about the consistent
it
size.
It does look like they
it is about
right.
the same.
And I do
yeah.
think you need something similar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're new and you don't know, you know, the buildings are attached, you
right.
might be confused.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what
I
thought
agree,
when
Jim.
I went to look at it.
Yep.
Is that what's there right now? Well, that's the proposal.
That's proposed.
This
the
is
actual.
Proposed.
Yeah,
yeah
okay.
exactly.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Nothing's there today.
Yeah, nothing is there today. Exactly.
Okay.
So, well, there is actually
there's
no
ornate elements.
Yes.
That arch. It's
yeah.
very
yes.
clean back.
Yeah, it's
arch.
Such a beautiful arch doorway. That's the thing that catches my
right.
eye.
Right.
I mean, the sign is almost secondary.
Yes.
Exactly.
And the length of this as well, and the centering will all be coordinated in the field. So it's entirely possible that this may be a little bit shorter than 72
mm-hmm.
inches in length. So that's, as we said, that's kind of an approximation. But the other thing we were looking to do was to do something that, in terms of width, it had some coordination with the detailing that goes below. So we'll be looking at it with this arch detail,
mm-hmm.
which of course looks even nicer now that it's clean.
Right, right.
Did you ever think that particular sign could be put adjacent to the arch, either right or left, as opposed to right on top? You follow what I'm trying to say?
Oh,
so here's your arch that you're
yes,
talking
about. Yes, yeah, no, I know.
And then you
see
the signs on top.
Yeah,
I wouldn't like it to be uneven. I like it across the top rather than have it on one side. There's a symmetry
yes.
and a balance
to
having it above the door.
Well, it may look balanced, but it sort of, to me, it sort of ruins the mystique or the beautiful of the particular.
I don't think it takes away from that at all.
Read it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I said I don't think it takes away from that at all.
The intent, as Joe indicated, is to be able to see it
right.
from the sidewalk, which
right.
is really so far
yeah.
set forward of the building. The
right.
building is really set back
yeah.
for the passersby. This is an event center as well as a
right.
Alumni center. So
catch people's eye a little bit.
If we
and
put
differentiate
it off to the
it.
Side,
right.
it would be hidden.
Yes.
Behind
okay.
the pillars.
It would definitely be hidden.
It does get low
oh, okay. yeah.
On the face of the building.
Now, what
the
type of sign would it be? You probably explained it, but
yeah.
I just did. In other words, would it be just like a regular sign, or
no,
would it
no,
be
it's letters.
Something that complements that arch? That's the thing that bothers me.
Well, so
something
actually,
that has to more or less look like it was there, not something brand new. It's like, to me, this is like putting a brand new sign on a 52 Ford or something like that. In other words, it's just, you have something that's unique. And it's
mm-hmm.
a beautiful building.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you put this, and that's not consistent with the terms or the times of what that building was built. That's the way I look at it. But if the sign is such that it goes in or complements it,
mm-hmm.
it'd be different. But this way, if you just put a sign with a paper like this, or I don't mean paper, but just it's, to me, it's sort of, it's a universal
it's not,
building.
It's just letters.
But I,
so this is,
it's just
see.
Letters.
It's just letters.
This is only
letters.
Letters. And that's
oh.
actually extremely deliberate.
Oh, the letters, there won't be a sign.
No, there won't be a frame
so the
to the word.
Right.
What you see, Victor, is what they're proposing.
Yeah,
exactly.
I understand.
It's only letters.
Definite, so,
yeah.
we,
yes.
so we won't later on.
Yeah, this is letters.
It's letters.
The plaques are on the front
okay.
wall.
Here.
Yeah. Here in the wall.
Now,
this
these,
is only the
these
letters.
Letters, they're made of what?
They're made of bronze.
Bronze.
They're being made.
Yes.
You didn't say that before, made of bronze.
They're,
yes, you did.
They're,
yeah.
they're dark oxidized bronze, so
oh,
it's a,
okay,
it's a
good.
Dark color, right?
Okay.
So it's not a
so
bright.
So it's not actually a sign, it's melted into the building.
You got it.
It's purely
right.
what we
fine.
Call letter forms, right?
Yeah,
so the letters
okay.
that spell out the name of the building.
Okay.
And you can see the masonry behind.
Behind.
Okay.
Right.
Exactly.
Through
yeah.
it and behind
it.
Doesn't right.
What I was thinking.
Yeah. yeah. If we had a sign, we would be hiding a lot of the
yeah.
stone.
That's
there.
What I, that's
right.
what I was
right.
saying.
Right.
Why would they put that? Yeah.
Looks like it's part of the masonry.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly what you need. Yeah.
Okay. So, and as I said, this is how they're
yep.
they're mounting
mm-hmm.
into the stone. So there's a one other small piece to this front, which is that currently existing on the front retaining wall is a sign for the George D. Hart Way,
right.
which is my understanding was a gift to the university some number of years back.
73, 74, something like that.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
right. And so this bronze plaque has been there for
yes.
some time.
Yeah.
However, it is currently located relatively close to the entry here. And so in various discussions, given that we needed to do this other signage for code and et cetera, the discussion was to simply shift it on the retaining wall.
Makes sense.
Down to the east.
Because it's more for historical
which
purposes than
exactly.
it is for directional or anything
yes.
else.
Right.
Towards
the where the bar is, too.
Yes,
right.
toward
okay,
where the pub
fine.
Entry is, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
The corner.
Yes.
yes.
And since it's identifying
yeah.
the street name,
yeah.
right.
it seems
mm-hmm.
to make sense to kind
yeah.
of move it away from the building identification.
Yeah.
So this is simply the relocation of existing sign. And again, the exact location will be coordinated in the field, but that's the concept
mm-hmm.
with this sign. And that's sort of wrapped up the Bay State Road scope of work, if you will, in terms of the signage. So moving along to the Granby Street side. So currently there is an existing small red sign,
right,
that says BU Pub,
mm-hmm.
and of course it's the BU Red sign. And so the proposal is basically to take that sign and replace it with a new sign in the bronze, the same typeface, et cetera, as we just showed. And then there's one additional sign. Again, it's a no smoking sign.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
So again, this is required for LEED because this is an entry to the building.
And it has
right.
to be away from no smoking around the front of the building.
Exactly.
Or the side
so this,
of the building door.
This
right.
makes people very clear that, you know, no smoking in this area, which is probably frankly good for the Bay State Road residents.
Mm-hmm.
and the size actually of these signs is again a 12x12, right? Replacing the standard BU Red signage with the new signage. The pub has been named. It is a separate donor. So the signage will simply say Fuller's BU Pub
nice.
Instead of just BU Pub.
Yep.
But as you can see, it's the same shape, the same
mm-hmm.
size, same location.
But new material to
new
match.
New material.
The
and a little quieter.
Yeah,
again,
actually.
Right?
Yeah.
Like
definitely.
The bronze plaques, yes.
I do too.
Calling a little less attention to itself,
mm-hmm.
as you can see here. Okay, so that's Gravy Street, quite simple. Then looking at the back of the building, this is the existing conditions along Storrow Drive. All of you are probably familiar, again, with the Leventhal identification. And again, in the interest of identifying this building as a separate building from the Leventhal Center, there are letter forms proposed at the rear.
Same as the front.
Same as the front, exactly. And these are shown, there's that very large leaded glass window.
Right, at the top of the stairs, right.
Exactly, the top of the stairs you see coming down Store Drive. So they're located behind there. It is important to note that these letters will not be visible from the district because of the fact that this piece of the building right here is a bow, right?
Right.
And it's, so this face of that building is back. So as you stand on Granby Street, if we go back, for instance, to the, what the Granby Street view will look like, then you'll all get to see it very soon again when they take the scaffolding down. The wall's way back here. So you're not going to see the letter forms. And the purpose of this is really, as was noted, to, again, differentiate the building from the Leventhal Center.
Right, one is Leventhal and one is...
And one is the DeHoe Family Alumni Center. Again, the post-mounted letters.
Yep.
And the other important thing to note is, you know, this is the view we showed all of you.
Right.
There's a big tree there, too, so it's really, really not particularly visible.
But at least you'll know where you are.
Store Drive, exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So and which building is which. Right.
Right, so it's one more form of identification.
Identifying, right.
Exactly. So, and the last thing to talk about is the sight lighting. Okay. So, as everyone knows, you come out that front door, and you come onto a little sidewalk, and, you know, walk down,
down
the stairs.
Right.
Okay. So the trick is, when you do work to a building, there's lots of things you have to bring up to code.
Right.
And this sidewalk is an egress path. Okay? So when people come out of a building even, if they're on an egress path, because they haven't hit the public way yet, there needs to be a certain level of illumination to meet the building code. And that illumination level is 1 foot candle. It's very low level. It's just enough so that you can
see where you're going.
Where
so you don't kill yourself.
Exactly. So you don't kill yourself. That's exactly what its purpose is. And so this code required lighting we needed to add along that sidewalk and then coming down the stairs. So we have two types of lights. One is a simple bollard, which was in the pack and I'll show again. And then the other is a very small step light, if you will, that's mounted where the steps are. And I actually even have some good news to share versus what is shown here. So this was the original drawing with the bollards. So these lights were approved previously, right, in our discussions. And then here are the bollards. So there's three bollards on either side of the sidewalk. These, of course, are up in that lawn. You're never really going to see them. The little black lights that only light down.
Right.
Right. When we have the cut in here, we'll show. And then along the steps, again, we have these very small lights to be mounted above the steps. We just cut those in half. Because we did some final calcs where we did, they're putting a new lens in one of the street lamps, and it casts the light a little more our way.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
Yes. So this is... So these sketches literally went out of our office yesterday to the contractor. So you can see here, there were five lights shown
on each side,
at the steps here. Well, guess what? Two.
Wow.
Perfect.
Yes.
That's nothing.
So you can
Because of the new street light?
It's because of the, it's not even a new street light. It's a baffle within the light. So what it'll do is it'll just cast a little bit more light toward our stairs.
Perfect.
No one will see any difference at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so the beauty is we get two little lights.
Excellent.
On each side of those stairs. This is also the contractor's happy about this, as you might well imagine. So
for
two
sure.
there. And then as you come down the stairs, right, so this is where it spills.
Where it curves, they get tucked in. Yeah.
Tucked in. Exactly. Yes. And these are, so that's the bollard. These are these very small little bronze lights.
Yeah,
they're
pretty.
They are
like an egg.
That tucked along.
Cute.
Egg.
Yeah.
And that one.
Okay, and I see they're all LEDs still.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Yeah,
absolutely. Everything we're doing in this building is
LEDs. So the one you
LEDs.
Talked about before, where they changed it, probably is an LED. That's why you get more light.
Yeah, it's already more light. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And these are the simple bollards along the path. These are, you know, yay high.
Yep.
Easy.
Not that anyone's going to see them anyway,
right?
Because they're up in the lawn area. So that is
Perfect.
How we are getting our
nice.
Lighting. The other thing to note, actually, I don't know if you can tell already. See that? That's some of the clean stone.
Wow. Really looks nice.
Much lighter, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wish we could do that with our
building.
The black.
No black.
Is, yeah, it's
no black anymore.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. The building is really.
That's before and after, right there.
No,
that's after and after.
This is after and after. Yeah,
after
it's
after.
Just
okay.
you do get a sense of, you know, how much lighter it is. This is just taken to do the coordination. So that is the site lighting, and that's it.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Looks great.
Yeah, congratulations.
Makes sense.
What a
you
project.
Did a nice job.
Aren't you thrilled, Joe, that it happened on your watch?
Yes.
I mean, that's like, you know, I mean, it's really a neat project, you know? That and Miles, I mean, that you were the one that will be, you know, the person standing there when they open those two buildings, that's pretty neat.
Isn't it amazing what they did?
Yes.
It's incredible, it's hard to believe it's the same building, Miles, you know?
I know, both of them.
I can't wait for the walk through.
But the castle looks really fantastic.
It looks beautiful.
Can't wait for the scaffolding.
It's gonna be nice.
The other thing that I think that's real nice is that it sets it apart from the rest of the buildings on Bay State Road.
Yes.
The red signs. What's this?
Absolutely.
It makes it special.
It's such a beautiful, beautiful building.
It's very unique architecture.
Yeah.
And we're gonna get a tour, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes, now, once we have the building.
Good.
I can't wait.
Joe will organize it, yes.
Have a full of tours.
That'll be fun.
That's right, that'll be fun. And you'll be there too, right?
Yeah. Maybe we can try to work it with Miles as well.
Yeah, that'd be fun, we can go from one end to the other.
Make it weekend.
That's right. We'll take our glasses with us from one building to the next. Bottles of champagne waiting at one end. Absolutely, absolutely. If you, Victor, I would definitely open a bottle of champagne.
Tell you my dear anytime.
Sorry.
Nope, that's wonderful. So do we need to have a motion on anything, or?
Yeah, so you need to.
So, being the head honcho, you want us?
Yeah, I'm satisfied, you answered my questions about the mortar joints, so that was.
The thing that really is the part that I'm very happy is that I misunderstood, I wasn't explained right, the name of the people in the brick rather than a sign.
Right.
It's a sign.
Big difference, big difference.
Some of the signs we have on Bay State Road, I don't know who approved it, we may have, I don't know. The red one.
Might have been us.
Because I remember when they didn't have those red signs, it was different. Yeah. They were different. The she may not, but I remember. Because I happen to
live in the area.
You're so young.
These guys don't live
I'm not from
here.
The area.
No, but that's great. So, I mean, do we want a motion? I'm happy to make it.
Go ahead.
I move to approve all of the outline changes today to the castle, to the signage, the lighting, and all the work that's been done.
Can I add something to that?
Absolutely.
With the caveat that if there's any discretion, a little change, or what or how, that they go back
and work just
to
with Joe.
With Joe.
Yeah, sure.
And make sure Joe, we don't have to have another meeting.
No. Right.
But Joe will inform us.
Be happy.
Because, you know, it's wonderful, you know, yes, I say, and then all of a sudden the little things come in.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
I've seen it in Miles' house.
That makes sense.
Things that we supposedly did aren't the way they
right.
were.
Nope, that's perfect.
Another story.
Yep.
Okay. So all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Good.
Awesome.
Excellent. Thank
so
you. This is
any
very exciting.
Sure. Please.
We always reach out.
Yep.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
We'll be reaching out to Joe, to the commission.
Planning our party, right?
Yeah. Where the show comes.
We'll get all dressed up, right? That's
right.
And then we have one more thing, too, right?
That's so funny.
Oh, the minutes and the administrative.
And the what?
Have a wonderful summer.
Thank you, guys.
Guys.
Great job. Really, really spectacular.
Thank you. Awesome job.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Victor, we have the review of the minutes from
And 484, do we have?
Yeah, 484 is
a
admin.
Complaint?
It's repairs.
Okay.
It's repairs.
Okay. All right. So review of the minutes? They look good to me.
Yep.
It was a long time ago.
I know,
right?
Do we need a motion to approve them, Victor? Are you good with them?
Yeah, I have no problem with it.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second. Done.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, sir. Everybody has to have a speaking part. And then this 484?
Yes, it's all compliant with the guidelines. It's all repair work.
Okay, good.
Oh,
and have we seen what they're going to do? Only because that's the one that's next to that derelict building.
Yes, I know.
So,
well, they're not doing anything to that one.
No. But are they everything's okay to...
Oh, yes, yes.
What do they want to do on that one?
They're repairing the cornice at the top where there's some missing pieces.
That's been leaking.
Yes.
Right, right.
Which building is that?
484, next to Matty Weinstock's building.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The one where Indian Quality Restaurant is in.
Yeah, the Indian Quality's downstairs.
Right, right, right.
They should look good when they're finished.
Yeah, good. And it'd be nice, it'll only make the other one, right, it'll only make the other one worse. Can we send a letter to him?
There's nothing we can do.
Did you try to do something again?
He can't do anything.
His taxes, right.
We've been through this. I just wish that there was, I mean, that building has been abandoned for...
No, it hasn't.
I'm just wondering if while they were doing 484, if we could say, you know, take a shot at a letter to him, I don't know.
Well, it's just last minute, they pay their taxes. I mean, there's nobody there.
Change the system, I mean...
I'd love to change the system.
Okay, go into the legislature, don't...
No, we tried, we actually, remember, John really had, we had a city council hearing about it.
We tried, we've tried everything over the years.
But I'm just wondering if this wouldn't give us an excuse to just write one more time and say, anyone, anything?
I could write a letter just introducing myself and explaining that work is going to happen.
People keep bringing it up, so why not? I mean...
You know where it's gonna send the letter, you know, to send it where?
No, well, I can, I'll find up in the assessor's.
Right, it's all in the assessor's office, yeah. I mean, it can't hurt.
Everybody wants that building to be gone.
Now, while we're still here, I have four complaints.
So we need to vote on the 484 first.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the work that's being done there.
Perfect. All in favor? Aye, okay, good. All right, you have four complaints.
Four complaints.
Only four?
No, I have six.
Jeez, Victor.
Wait, wait, I'll see it, I'll raise you.
I have to leave at six, Victor, I mean, how many?
Victor, they're not complaints, they're concerns.
What is it?
Comments.
What?
Comment.
Okay, now, here's the story. 99 Bay State Road, MIT frat, you had to take a walk over there. They had problems many years ago, the university shut them down, MIT, they just apparently reopened it.
Okay.
And on the grass, they have now made it, it looks like a picnic with chairs and all, not chairs, but sort of like Red Sox seats, where you sit, okay?
Oh, bleachers.
And if we remember our guidelines, none of that is supposed to be there.
Yeah, we have purview over that.
That's number one. 150, no, 165 to 167, on the Riverside again, MIT again. And they're nice people and all, but the second building they own has all couches now.
Couches in the front?
Couches on the lawn?
Couches, I also, see, you don't look, I live there, that's why. And all couches.
We got rid of the golf cutting tree out front.
Yes, we did.
All couches right there.
Right.
And I let them know aware of it, and they pay no attention. Now, I don't want to be a nasty person, but I will then call MIT, what they call the fraternity organization that controls them, and they will send down and they'll straighten it up.
Right.
But you don't want to be mean, let the kid, so if you sent it and said there's a problem, they'll have to answer you. And then 64 Bay State Road, again MIT.
Right, they're all MIT, that's right.
Which your predecessor, I believe, and we approved, that the thing that they did on the lawn is not...
They put mulch, right, they put mulch.
Oh, God, remember that?
Right, right.
They have taken one part of 64,
Right, 66 and 64, yeah.
And they've put squares, made it like...
Patchwork?
Yeah, patches, and they, to their credit, they don't all the time, but once in a while, they have...
They barbecue out there, they bring a big barbecue out there.
So that was sent to them, they never answered, apparently we were diligent and didn't pay attention to it.
Right.
So basically, 64 is an MIT theta zi.
Yeah.
And that has to go back to what you call the mulch, or whatever it is.
Well, it was actually, we had them put grass in. They had put down, remember, a top and put mulch on top, and it became a fire hazard, because they were growing on top of it.
So now...
Right, right. They were growing on top of mulch, which wasn't too bright.
You can meet me, if not, just take a walk up Bay State Road and look at 64, 99, 165, 167. They're all MIT.
Yeah.
Okay, now, the sad part about it, they don't realize that 97is listed in the Houses of Boston as a top-notch, they, we screamed at them, That's now beautiful, grass and all night.
Right.
We told them, I think they came for something here.
They did the back.
You do
the back.
All right, see?
Right.
So they are fantastic.
Okay.
And now this one here, I think some lady fell out the window or something.
It was. But that's why they're on triple secret probation, because the girl danced right out of the window.
And now all of a sudden they come back in. Oh, yeah, that's why they were empty.
But it's, I don't think they've let the frat back in. I think they're letting grad students live there. And I don't know if they're familiar with any of the rules.
Danced right out of the window.
A girl danced right out of the
window. How do you dance out of a window?
When you're drunk and having a good time.
I suppose you don't realize.
Enough alcohol,
you can do anything.
And in fact, now at MIT, I have a whole list. Someday I should send the thing to everyone. So
oh, my God.
They have a list of how many can have a party. People that have to go in,
right?
And when and how you have to approve it. They really
and
now
the roof decks and where
so,
there are
so
roof
MIT,
decks and
right,
where
so
they're
MIT
on.
Because
right.
Really
66 has a roof deck, but they're not allowed to use it.
Yeah.
We have a roof deck at the Braemore, and
oh,
we have two
that's
people,
right.
But two people per unit can go up there.
Right.
Right. Two guests per unit.
Yeah. Right.
You know those little round roofs? I call them round circular.
What's
on the front on the Bay State roadside? Do you remember on 39 Bay State? When what you were talking about happened, kid went out on there, fell off and got killed.
Yeah, yeah, I can't think of what which
Tozzi's building. 39.
Oh, Tozzi's. Oh,
yeah.
Sure. I know.
Yeah.
One,
yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
it
so
happens a lot in the fall when they first come back.
Well,
and
remember the kid that fell through the skylight?
Yeah, right there.
The one next to Waterman's funeral home. Remember that? Next to Waterman's funeral home.
Well, how about the Braemore?
Right, and the kid fell through the skylight.
We had a kid fall through the Braemore, through the skylight on the roof years and years and years ago.
And he got tied up in the wire.
On the front page of the Globe because he went right through to the fourth floor, went through all the plumbing, so we had no water.
Right.
And
did he survive?
Of course he walked away. He was completely drunk.
And he got tangled up in the wire.
Can you imagine?
So like he was yelling in there. Nobody knew it.
Yeah.
The person was yelling.
So, and the purpose of him doing that to begin with is he wanted to get higher to see the fireworks better. So he stood on the glass skylight. And then it happened. And so we put,
some of these people have brains.
Metal
but no
grating
sense.
In the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it happened
again
with the other one.
We need a Department of Common Sense back in the universe.
Well, we have huge signs that say, don't go over here. You know, only roof deck, can't go on the tar, can't go here, whatever. And then they do. And the reality is that if somebody goes splat on Com Ave, we're liable, even though they're
well,
in the wrong
marathon,
area.
I'm standing out on my side of the street videoing somebody walking the ledge of her building.
Can you imagine?
No.
Oh, yeah.
In the pouring rain.
And even,
in the pouring rain.
And
in the pouring rain.
Kids.
Like this,
it's
walking
decent,
on the very,
but you get
very.
A wise
that was
right.
Yeah,
in all
right.
Of them.
That was amazing
yeah,
that didn't
this.
That, yeah. That kid
if
didn't
they
die.
Knew, oh, I'm away from mom and dad. I'm, you know, I'm in the.
Well, that's what I was
they're,
saying about the falls,
parents,
Victor.
So.
I think it happens when they're, oh, we're, you know, we're away. Let's party. Let's, yeah. Oh, yeah, you had to be young.
And we survived.
One on Beacon Street, right next to what was the fence gate, where there's the beginning of MIT, frat houses. That was closed for. That's just reopened recently. They modernized it, too. That fell down. And what I had a discussion with someone from the Back Bay District. Oh, blah, 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 blah. I said, wait a minute. Are you controlling it or not controlling it? I mean, whether you win or lose, open your mouth. Oh, well, then we don't want to. Come on, please. So I, the same way you talk with different groups. Oh, you can't have your dog. I hate it if someone with the dog goes on your lawn, just poops it, and stands there with the what do you call it?
The leash.
What was that one that?
Oh, the flexi leash.
Whatever, it goes
way up. Flexi leash. It's called the flexi leash. Right.
Like a retracting.
Well, my poor wife puts beautiful, always
working out there.
So she's working there, and this guy went with the thing.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute, right then, paid no attention. Okay. So I got me angry, so I ran down and said, come here. He said, what? I said, you see that? I know where you live. I know your number. I know your apartment.
Right.
If I see anything, even if it's not your dog, I'm going to pick it up and put it
right on your front lawn. Right.
Not a lawn, inside of the apartment. And I said, I happen to know people that run for you that will open the door for me to put it in. If he sees me, he crosses the street.
Right.
I mean, hey, listen, you can have courtesy up to a point. But there it is, right there.
there.
Right, when you're sitting there. That's
you gotta be joking.
Joe, I got a couple of questions. It's nothing in our district, but it abuts the Citgo, let's call it the Citgo building.
Yeah.
What's in the plan for that?
I honestly don't know. That's handled by the architect.
BBDA? The bookstore building is staying.
Yeah.
The buildings next to it are going down. The two matching buildings are going to stay. They're going to redo the three in the middle, and the whole corner's going down.
Okay.
You know, the old Kenmore Club.
No big loss. It's such an ugly corner.
Yeah.
That remains to be seen. That's in theory what they want to do.
The post office is going too.
The post office is moving.
Oh, they're moving, but the building's not going.
The building's not going, because that's in the historic district.
Pam, do we know, where's the post office going?
They're trying to combine with the Fenway one, because the Fenway one has lost its lease too.
Fenway's gone too.
Where's the Fenway one?
On Boylston Street, and that's going to get redone.
There's a post office there?
They don't call it the Fenway anymore. They changed the name of the street.
What is it, Astor?
It's called the tunnel. Because when you strike.
It is like a tunnel, but they're trying, but you know how many, they do 19 routes out of that post office.
Jersey Street, wherever, and you come to the end, and there's Boylston.
So they're going to move that back to the main post office.
You take a right, and there's a burger thing, something?
Yeah.
Next door.
Tasty Burger?
Right, for Fenway and Kenmore.
Really?
Somewhere in between.
Not for you and me, but post office where they.
The distributor.
Oh, okay, so it's not a consumer. Oh, no wonder I didn't know. How could I not know there was a post office over there? Because they always have the flag out.
They're fine now, I mean, and post boxes too.
It's not easy. New Burger is staying, yep.
Well, everyone has.
No, 636 is condominium.
Then I believe it.
Star Market?
Yeah.
All right, I have to go feed cats.
I was going to say, do you want to have a motion to?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, Jack Upsell.
I make a motion, we stay here.
But yeah, that's going to be a development.
So that's gone too?
Well, it will be, the Shaw's over on Boylston Street. They bought the gas station next to them, and they're going to do Shaw's on the bottom, and a whole big apartment above it.
Shaw's will stay, okay.
I think Shaw's will stay.
But there's going to be parking.